I just want to start from the outset to say that any decision we make today may change tomorrow. In order to have the best expert advice, we have commissioned...
Supercoach 360.
If the time's going up, it's recording.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show.
Oh, mate, 100%.
We need to find out why they think it's okay to say anything.
It's certainly one of the greatest challenges in the history of the game.
That's what they want to try and do.
Megastar to megastar!
In this regard, we're leaving every option on the table.
Excellent. Oh,
what was that, buddy?
That was something special.
You know what?
That's not talent.
Uh-oh.
Supercoach 360.
The best way to handle these things is to stay measured, stay calm, you know, live your life as normal.
Unless we start finding it off the people... who actually
just do it.
It makes their little ordinary life feel a little bit better for that moment.
Makes you
cool. Supercoach 360 podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Louis, we're going to talk all things Supercoach. Thank you very much for joining us and tuning in for another week. Massive weekend of football. The wingers went mental. Double tries all over the joint. Forwards got in on the action too. Everyone's charged up post Origin 1. Of course, we've got Origin 1 to talk about as well. Bergs has a few things up his sleeve.
Go Queensland.
Pardon. Oh, don't even start. But game 2 is only a couple of weeks away now. So curious to see what happens there. Boys, how was your weekend Supercoach-wise?
Nah, I'm all good, apart from the late slip-up and not captaining Cleary.
Yeah, well, I VC'd him, considered the loop, and I was like, 106, dunno.
Nah, I was going to straight captain him and then had a few too many on the Saturday. Got distracted with something else and didn't captain him.
Like Captain Hines, rough.
Yeah, same.
Oof, chasing last week's points. Brutal, but it is what it is, and here we are.
And Haas obviously getting hurt, but that hurts everyone, so, or most people.
It's a double busted shoulder. Now, that is definitely one of our talking points, so why not get into that first up and foremost? Origin, and then he's come back. He's had shoulder problems in the past. Looks like he's flared up now, both shoulders, as you were saying before the show. Two busted shoulders. What do you do with him?
I'm selling, personally.
Yeah.
I'm getting out. Well, the going's not good. Yeah, I just look back. Since he done his first one, his highest score was 62. And now, well, I think he might have had a bigger one the week before that, but now he's done both of them with Origin as well. I can't hold him.
Yeah, and do you pick him?
What do you mean, do you pick him?
For Origin. If he's willing to play, I mean, he's named to play this week, provided he makes it through this
weekend. Yeah, if he gets through this week, you pick him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have little faith in the pain?
Well, even if he's kneeling him up and he plays for the first 40 minutes, then you can take him off. I think you can work around that, but I think he'll definitely play if he gets through.
What about you, Burks?
He plays, but yeah, reduced minutes. Carrigan's doing his thing. I think also Flegler's doing his thing there. I think Payne Ask, they could probably use him, but they can easily rest him for long periods.
No, it's all about for New South Wales.
Oh, are we? Same. I don't think you risk it. Jake Trbojevic probably comes in. If he's got to play double-needled and he doesn't play game, if Freddie doesn't get what he wants out of him next two games, I don't think you risk it. It's a big risk. Like you said earlier, one knock the wrong way and he's in big trouble and that's us down a bloke for the rest of the game. So it's a concern. In saying that, we've already got work to do. Like if Tupo goes...
You don't have work to do.
We're going to talk Origin in a little bit. Let's stay focused on what are you doing with Payne Haas?
Me? At this point, I'm holding on. I don't know. I've got IPAP and Tomalolo and Payne Haas, so I know it's a cash hit, but it's still Payne Haas. I just want to have a look this week and see what Kevy does with him, if he does play reduced minutes. And
it's not much of a cash hit from Payne Haas down to Lolo. It's only about 60K.
I've got Lolo and I've got IPAP.
So then who are you going for? If you were to sell Payne Haas, so who are you looking at?
K-Dog?
Yeah?
Clemmy, yeah. Clemmy would be the man for me. He's been doing really good.
Are you trying to sit on that as a pod, Burks?
No, he's genuinely forgotten. He's on the list. He's on the list later. I've got guys on the list there. But yeah, or even sneaky Joe O, who's also on the list. Joe O's been chugging along 80s.
What list are you talking about?
Oh, we got a list here.
Oh, hello. You're going to allude to what this list might contain for later on?
Some must-haves for 17 we're sort of looking at. Some maybes and some avoids.
Oh, this is going to be good. I'm looking forward to this list.
Yeah.
So, Payne Haas, you are a sell, you're not a sell.
At the moment, I'm holding. I've probably got other issues.
Before this week, his four scores were 48, 53, 60, 62.
So he's been on the decline since the first one busted, pretty much.
He has been, and I've noticed that myself. And for me, if I am going to move him along, I might try to get Paddy Carrigan.
Now, I think that's a good get, especially if Payne's going to be playing reduced minutes. Paddy Carrigan, man on fire at the moment.
If you don't care about 17, yeah.
Yeah, Paddy Carrigan's probably going to do a lot more work up there. And from what we've seen in Origin last Wednesday, fuck me, he's great. He's a gun.
And anybody even backs it up with the Broncos.
He did. He backed it up. Solid performance for the Broncos the other night too. And that just says me machine, you know. And if he does that for the rest of the year, then he'll do Payne Haas stuff anyway. So for me, I'll be looking at Carrigan this week if I can go that way.
475K.
I had him early. He was obviously a slow starter, but definitely starting to, yeah.
Yeah.
Get on the radar at the moment, for sure. Yes,
Roscoe's agreed over there with the pod front row with Joe O there, I've noticed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, Ross is looking forward to your list too now. Yeah, See what you've done there?
We're a bit late, so we'll get into the list soon. But what about for you guys? Huss, for who?
I'm a sell. I've already got Clem. I've already got IPAP in my front row. So I'm going Lolo on Con's advice. I was on Lolo earlier in the season. And I jumped off for a bit. Not entirely sure what price I jumped on and off at. I'll try and have a look it up in a sec. But, yeah, going back there doesn't seem like too much for sideways trade if Payne's busted.
Yeah.
Do I make the trade now? Do I hold until captain's run at the very least? Make the trade late?
I don't think it matters. You're even going to make the trade or you're not. He's going to play. It's whether he gets through the game or not, and by then it's too late.
Yeah.
Fair call. Make a decision. All right. Well, I've already put the trade in, so.
Louis owner? Payne Haas owner?
Yeah, Payne Haas owner.
Trading?
I'm not at this stage.
Yeah.
At this stage I'm holding. But, yeah. A long two more days until cut off, so, yeah. Probably going to change my mind about five times.
Yeah. All right, what's that thing that's got four likes there? We like that.
Up here. Oh, okay. So we have
a couple of comments from the live listeners.
So Brad Smith on the live chat. Thanks for commenting. Evening. So with Kafusi being found not guilty, does this mean the judiciary has as much credibility as Prince Andrew at a feminist rally?
You said it, Brad, not me.
We all know Prince Andrew has got some credibility. I don't think he got found guilty, did he?
Let's not go into it, Burks. Anyway, clearly not across it.
But let's face these facts.
Read the room, bro.
I personally have no issue with Felice Kafusi's action on the weekend, personally. No sound.
Can't hear Louis. It's all right. You two keep talking.
I have no issue with it either.
Yeah,
I think he knew exactly what he was doing, but I think he was already in that position to do what he done. He didn't deliberately move himself into that position. He just was in that position and knew how to take full advantage of it, get maximum effect out of it.
Well, I think most of the blow-ups stemming, people are remembering his last action when he did the same thing. I can't remember who he did it to. Was it Matto?
When he got knocked out last year and missed all them weeks.
Like, it was like, it's a part of the game. He can't move his arm. Like, granted, he doesn't have to do that, what he did, but you've got the option, and it happens a lot more than people see, and for me, I think it was okay.
If Sam Walker just got up and played on, there wouldn't be a mention, but because he had a bloody nose and walked off a bit dazed, it gets brought up.
Yeah.
But like you said, it probably happens 100 times a game.
Yeah, happens a lot.
But everyone else just gets up.
Yeah. And then while we're talking judiciary and stuff and footy, Naden for me, should have got more for you.
That was a 10-weeker for me. Going off Lawton 6 weeks, that was 10 weeks.
I think the difference with the Lawton thing was Lawton sort of jumped into it. Like Lawton sort of applied force, whereas Naden sort of just tipped him on his head, you know. Don't get me wrong, it's a fine line between what's good and what's not. Like, there's no good in either of the things, you know what I mean? There's no good in it. But for me, I've gone and looked at both today, actually, because I knew we were going to talk about this at some point. Lawton drove with the legs a bit.
Where did Murray land? On his back, shoulder kind of thing?
Yeah, but Murray was also contorting himself.
So where'd he land?
On his neck.
On his back, shoulder kind of region. I don't have an issue with the Murray tackle. I think Lawton was hard done by, but I'm lefty on that one.
But yeah, Naden for me still should have got more. Like, when you land on your head like that, like, it doesn't matter about the driving. That's a fucking spear tackle.
That was a really bad one.
The driving force is different. Like old mate wasn't intending to put Cam Murray on his head. Like, Cam Murray spun around looking for the belly to get up quick, play the ball. And that's sometimes on onus of the ball carrier for me. Like, the refs and that have got to look at that. It's not, if the tackler is making the tackle, if old mate don't twist, then that's a perfect tackle. You know, he's going to just get winded and smashed and get up and play the ball. But everyone now is taught to sort of get on your belly and get up quick. And he's the best at it. He's gun at getting up and playing the quick, play the ball, Cam Murray. So not saying that Lawton done the right or wrong thing, but for me, that was more accidental. Accidental with driving force.
They're all accidental. None of them are deliberate.
Well, they're not. But that was a flat-out spear tackle on his head the other day. That should have been way more than 4 weeks for me.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
Considering.
Yeah. What do we got here? We got Scotty Smith, Kapusi's grub.
I can't imagine Kapusi's going to have many fans.
No, but you know what? That's been a part of his game for as long as he's played. He's always been a rough player, mate. And that's part of the, I sort of like Kapusi. He's always just fucking rough. Like, I like it. But anyway, back to Supercoach. We've talked paying us. So loops, guys. Like, I've seen a few loops going wrong on the weekend now. For me, I don't think normal rounds are probably viable for the loops. Like, there's so much that can go wrong for you.
Who would you have looped this weekend, though? I didn't even consider looping Olakau'atu.
Oh, there's no... You know what? For under 150, I can't see the loop viable.
See, I considered looping Nath when I saw Nath in the half because he was my vice anyway. But, yeah, like, I mean, Olakau'atu didn't come into consideration when I was putting my vices out there. Even my captaincy choice, I didn't even think to go for the safe option of Olakau'atu. Like,
was he safe option? Like,
I mean, no, he wasn't. You didn't see that many tries coming from Manly, did you? Especially through their forwards. Well, Josh Alloway got a double.
Double, yeah. He looked good against the Tigers, didn't he?
Yeah.
His former team. But yeah, like on the weekend, I seen a Facebook post where a dude was blowing stacks because he's run the loop on Burbo. Well, mate, at the end of the day, these are the things that, as super coaches, you got to sort of keep on top of throughout the year, especially if you want to remain competitive. If you're going to run a loop, especially with a Burbo or someone that who's on an extended bench, you need to be looking at an hour before kickoff to see if he made it into the squad, and if he did, you got to get him out. Like, it's that's on you. You can't be blowing up, going, "Oh, fuck Des for playing Burbo." Like, that's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, you took a gamble and it didn't pay off this week.
And there's been
pretty sure the mail was out 24 hours before the Manly game even got close to kicking off that Cherry wasn't playing and Burbo was in.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't a late swap, I don't think, at all.
Yeah. And yeah, I just don't understand how people, "Oh, fuck this," right? It's like, come on, mate, this is your fault. Like, if you don't look at the kickoff, I've been guilty of it myself, not look like TPJ the other week. I played TPJ when he got ruled out back spasm. Didn't check my phone. I was at some Wiggles bullshit in Blacktown, like, and that was my fault. You know, that's not on the game or anyone else. Like, that's your stupidity. So when loops go wrong, that's sort of you haven't done the math right and the calculations right. Like, you can't be blowing stacks if you loop wrong. And for me, I think your loop's really only viable during bye rounds or rounds where there's formidable matchups, you know what I mean? Like on a Friday or a Thursday night where you're putting on your random VC. Because let's face it, you should be trying to pot on with your VC, yeah? You shouldn't be trying to just go with the grain with your VC. Your VC should be that guy who thinks going to get four tries or just have his best game of his career, and then your safe bet's your captain. Like, sometimes it's like, that's where you got to look for your loop. Like, if you had a Seve in your squad this week and you had your VC, you would have looped that nearly. But, yeah, anyway, that's just where I'm going with the loop. You ever looped wrong or anything?
Nah, I mean, I don't run the loop very often, I'll be honest. It's not my thing. I throw the VC out there, but I generally just go and throw the captaincy out there and just tend to let it ride anyway. So, yeah, I don't play any tricky things with the loop very often.
Con?
Nah, not a fan.
Nope. I didn't loop Puffy. I remember not looping someone that ended up smashing a massive score.
All right, should we go into the what we think are must-haves for round 17, and then we'll do a Brad thing and we'll do a comparison, see who we got and who he's got. All right, so the must-haves for 17.
They aren't all must-haves. Some of these are just good options, I feel.
Well,
let's go through his list. Pick it apart, Con.
All right, so IPAP. IPAP's definitely...
Can't pick it apart too much. I've helped you make it.
You can still help me pick it apart. But IPAP...
Yeah, well, he's a walk-up starter. Everyone should have him already.
Pappenhausen, named on the extended bench this week. I can't see him making Origin if Teddy's fit, personally. So, unless he gets the 14, I don't know, but... For me, if he's playing 17, walk up start. Should even be thinking about how to get him in now.
Yeah.
If you can. Nico Hines, he'll be another one, provided he doesn't make the Origin squad. We'll play 17.
Well, you know, at least one of those two aren't making it.
So
if not both of them.
Yeah, that's it.
One of them could be 18th man. That could be a drama for Pappenhausen, maybe even Hines, but I don't think Ibram make the team.
Yep, which is good for Supercoach. Let's face that fact. 18th man doesn't play, does he, that week?
No.
So, yeah, that's not good for Supercoach. Then Ezra Mann. Now, if you didn't jump on Ezra Mann last week, you are
140,000?
136,900.
135,000 out of pocket. So... Plus 70-odd points.
Yep. This week, if you didn't do it, I suggest good buy coverage. Is a dual... I suggest you jump on this week before it's too late. He looks like the sort of player that you might even be able to sort of...
But this week's a bit of a conundrum because Reynolds is out. No Herbie, no Stags.
Stags playing.
Oh, Stags is playing?
Stags named anyway, yeah.
Okay.
But he done okay. He done okay without Reynolds last time. Herbie Farmworth for me is a massive loss for Brisbane.
He is.
A massive, massive loss. Do we have Ross's round up handy as well? Massive loss. And then Dill Bags. Now, I know there's a fair few people already on Dill Bags.
Well done.
Yes, but for me, he's second to Munster. There's not really much.
Drinky.
Oh, yeah, Drinky. But, yeah, Drinky. I forgot about Drinky. But Bags, for me, if you're looking maybe...
He's your prime 17 candidate.
Well, if you want to get rid of Drinkwater... I don't see why you would, but if you wanted that 17 player Bags, we'll probably go on for the rest of the year as well. You could easily keep him there.
You can always stash Drinky at fullback, depending on what your situation is too. Allow you to go the Dill Bags move at the same time.
Yeah. I really wouldn't want to get rid of Thirsty if I didn't have to.
Nah.
And then just to cover another 7 for 17, because I know like it's going to be they're hard pressed to come by. Jerome Hughes.
Well, there's probably a couple this one you could maybe roll the dice with.
Yeah. We'll choose Nico Mam.
And Moses.
Yeah, Moses on the later
list. Even A-Ray, if he's back from his rib complaint.
Well, yeah, I didn't
So, there's quite a few halves where you could possibly roll the dice with. I don't think any of them will be keepers to the end, but...
If you want that number.
Hines obviously will be, sorry.
Yeah, Talakai. Now, He had a good game last week. I've had a look. He tends to do better against those tougher teams.
Yeah.
So he for me,
Tony Staggs.
Well, yeah, he did it. Oh, he got belted by Katani, didn't he? Yeah. But anyway, for me, he's a look-in, especially we've had a look into the two-week thing. Yeah, there was rumours floating around that he was getting sanctioned by the NRL for 2 weeks for the court matter. But then, but we had a look and we think he's playing. So if he's playing, he's going to be a get-on this week.
Well, look. Like we mentioned, the whole back line, the outside backs anyway, except for Ramey and for me.
Yeah,
Katoa, Mulatalo and Talakai. They got the Titans Dogs next 2 weeks, and they had that rough patch of, I think it was Para, Storm, Panthers, Cowboys, or something, all in a row. But then their last five games are really good. So you can either get on now and have them for that 17 against the week in Melbourne and ride out those tough games. Or hopefully pick them up juicy after round 20.
Cheap.
And, yeah, ride them home for their last 5 weeks.
We'd beat Pod by then, surely, as well.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and then Campbell Graham also made it onto the list, especially if he stays on that left side for me. He's just so good. He is a chance of origin, but for me,
Campbell... It'd be a really outside chance, I think.
I got him as a sneaky pickup the other day. It was him or Ruben Garrick, and I decided him. Don't know why. Thinking Manly probably weren't going to go too well that weekend.
Would have been 130,000 cheaper or something too.
Yeah. He's a lot cheaper.
Who?
Campbell Graham.
Yeah, well, that's it. So I had an option where I could do either. But yeah, ended up going Campbell Graham. And
got 96 or something on the weekend.
Yeah. See, he's coming into good form. Burke's got the Rainer.
He's always had it. He's always had the base and the work ethic. He just was on the wrong side of the field. Now he's on the right side of the field, or the left side of the field, which is the right side of the field. He's going all right.
All right, and then also on that list, I've got Clemmer, who we've talked about for Payne Askewich. Then Joe O also got a sneaky mention, just because he's been chugging away nicely, unnoticed as well.
No, I look at him every week and just wait for him to fall off that cliff and just can't do it. I'm still just waiting for him to fall off that cliff and he hasn't done it yet.
Yeah, it's here. I didn't think he was going to be much.
Going and going.
Thought it was a bit of a joke at the start of the season, but yeah, good on you. If you did get on, he's proven to be a good little player.
Yeah, he's been chugging along nicely the last at least 5 weeks that I've sort of been looking right into him. Then Zach Lomas, this is where the list becomes maybes. Yeah, the maybes list, okay. I got Zach Lomax on the maybes list.
He's a no for me.
No Why? For you? Why?
I don't think the Dragons have a lot of points in him, and he's just not finding the attacking stats like he did when he had that breakout year.
Yeah, fair enough. You got that post-breakout year, Blues.
And then I've got Katoa from Sharks. Now, I've only got him on the maybes because Mulatalo seems to have a better base. You know?
Well, their left seems to be the favoured side too.
Yeah, so Katoa can have that odd week of a 20 or a 30-odd.
But I look back, I think he's had two games under 20, but I don't think the last one was... until like round 7 or 8. So it was a fair while ago. You know, I don't think he's been under 35 since then.
Yep. And then I got Sivo. Now, I know you jumped on early. but Sivo could could warm to the task. NRL football's a bit different to park football. Would have been a masterstroke if he got a hat-trick. You know
Parry just didn't turn up. They got dominated.
Yeah, you
got
to remember.
If the game went to script, he probably would have scored 150, but... unfortunately, it doesn't always go to script.
Para didn't score. Like, they scored one try that entire game.
And even then, it was a fucking rocket ball that Pennacini was lucky to get hold of.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then also on that list, got Maddo. If he doesn't make Origin, I feel he could be good for 17, especially just to show Freddie, you know. He might take offence to it, but he could also make Origin. Mitch Moses on that list. As we talked a bit earlier. And then Cody Walker, he's also on that list for me. As that left side gets a bit better, I see him using Campbell Graham properly as well. So that's good for both Campbell Graham and Cody Walker, you know. So I like him.
No downfall is no Murray, no Cook, 17.
Yeah. Yeah, but whoever they play should be under strength. Whoever they play, I haven't looked in that far. And then, all right, now we're on the avoids for 17. Now you put Lomax straight on that list. We went Guffo as well. Don't get fooled by Guffo. He has good patches of football, but he's not a premium. He's not a premium. He's a bloke you might have started the year with, and if you did, kudos to you. But since the start, they've really dropped off. There was a time to move Guffo on. I'm not sure this is the time to bring Guffo back. And then also Blake Brayley. I see a lot of things,
especially when Hines or Paps will be available.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So you're sort of clogging your shit up with Guffo. And then Blake Brayley. Couple of people talking Blake, but like you said, he's inflated by line breaks and tries the last couple of weeks. So if he doesn't get those, he's not getting the scores he's been getting. So.
Even with them, he's still only punched out back-to-back 60s.
Yeah.
I feel he picked him up 4 weeks ago, the week before he got his 91, cheaper. Under 400 or something, near 400,000. Yeah, great, but
Is hooker, is it another sort of spot where you'll take that hit
for 17? It's a pretty yuck spot.
It's looking that way, eh? Like, you sort of just cop that hit for 17. Hopefully you've got some love elsewhere. Otherwise, there's, like, Reed Marnie, who we both said no to.
Roll dice with the cheese.
Yeah, still hasn't been pumping out that good scores.
Nah, he's been horrible.
Reed Marnie. And then you straight up said Jesse Ramian's an avoid for you.
I think those other three around him are much better.
Yeah, like, he loves breaking a tackle. I like Jesse Ramian as a player.
Base, great. But, fantastic.
For me, if you're getting on any Sharks, I'm getting on Mulitalo, Talakai, then Katoa, then probably Ramian in that order. But, yeah, all right, so we got Ross's
Louis,
roundup.
Do you have anyone else, mate, that you'd like to add or contribute to that list?
Oh, the few players that I did have have already been said, so, yeah, all good.
Yeah, oh, look at that. Scotty Smith. Oh. Before we go to Ross's roundup, should we go through the lives, have a look at what the lives are doing?
Yeah.
Go back through the lives for us there,
please,
Louis.
Please.
If you may.
Okay, so. We'll
start the top, go down.
Let's have a look. Where were we? We're up to here. So, Mark Vowles.
Vowsey! He's the most famous dude we know, Vowsey. Pro drifter.
Aiken to Campbell Graham or Cheapy Grant Anderson? Or Aiken to enough and save the cash for the run home after 17?
Campbell Graham, stay away from Anderson.
Yeah. So Anderson's a trap, you reckon? Pappy's back this week?
Yeah.
And if not, next week at the latest?
Yeah.
What about the enough option? Or is Campbell Graham's got a pretty juicy run there?
Yeah, I've had the option of getting in Campbell Graham or saving the cash to get in a gun in 6 weeks' time for the run home. I'd rather just get Campbell Graham in now and have him for the run home.
Yeah. I fully get that.
Ross Mann reckons it's too late for Ezra Mann. Reckons he missed the boat. 140K down.
It is a massive loss, but if you're looking for a guy that's definitely going to play 17 and doesn't look too bad.
Don't give me definitelys. Don't you dare. Right, because we all know that there's guys every year and things happen every week on the field.
Bar an injury.
Yeah, that's it. So don't. But that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about? You insane Hollywood ass." So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See, that's what I mean. That don't give me this definitely stuff. Cotter was definitely playing 13.
No, we said that for a few weeks before.
You guys doubted it. Con did over there. Maybe that's just the Queenslander in him.
I said he was playing Origin. I'd been listening to Billy Slater on 9. Fucking loves it. He's all over it.
Okay, we also got Jared Watson. Thoughts on wrapping it to Will Kennedy, boys. I originally got Rappiner as a round 13 pod. Didn't quite work out to plan, but Rappiner does have Knights this week and Dragons next. Only downside with that is no space for Paps until after 17.
Nah, don't do it. Just get the Pappy back.
I mean, Paps is going to take some time to get back, isn't he?
No.
I don't think so. I think
Doesn't he take a few weeks to get back to full match fitness? Or does he explode out of the gate?
Wasn't a head knock. Like, when he comes back from them head knocks, he seems to be a bit, you know.
I'm that confident. I'm whacking a C. I've got the C on him already.
See, I can't afford to get him in my team.
I never sold him.
Con never sacked him.
Can't believe you managed to hold that. How much is he?
900.
Jeez.
929.
Yeah, it's it. And I can't get anywhere near that cash.
I knew that was going to be my predicament too.
Can't believe you held him, bro. Good work. 6 weeks.
He's a big old. And went up the ladder too, doing that too, didn't you?
I had a few good weeks.
Yeah. So that was good for you.
Till the bye round hit.
All right. Now, Scotty Smith.
Hold on. Well, thoughts on Rappiner?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, I don't like the Rappiner, the Kennedy trade. I'd find the money and go to Paps. Especially if I'm getting Kennedy in means I can't get Paps till after 17. I want Paps.
Yeah.
That's just me, but I think he's going to burst out. If you think Paps going to have a slow run and you think Kennedy can do something, remember that tough 4-week stretch from 17 to 20 he's got coming up too.
Against the Storm.
Panthers, Cowboys and Rabbitohs, I think it was. Rabbitohs were one, but I don't know. I probably said it different every single time, but... That was a tough 4 weeks.
Yeah, he has got a tough 4 weeks. So, yeah, nah. For me, yeah, Papenhuyzen, for me, is the guy you should be trying to get now. I don't know about, like, yeah, if you have to stepping stone to get there, maybe, but you don't know. He's just, you sort of just got to get
well,
to
Well, a lot of people went to Teddy. And I think Teddy's up to 760,000 at the moment. So you only really got to find 180K.
Which
is flicking a Tamari Martin or something like that. And you're almost there.
Scott Smith's with you. He says that Joe O's a good option, especially now Lucci's made the sudden dash to the Cowboys. And Chris Maxfield is also asking, Will Kennedy at 360, juicy or no?
Look, you remember last year, Timmy Moody went on that run with Will Kennedy. I think Roscoe done it too. Roscoe got up to 200 and something off the back of Will Kennedy as well. He went on a run. But doesn't matter. But yeah, I don't know. It could be a good look for me, but nah. If I can get to Papenhuyzen in any way, shape or form, I'd get there today. That's for me. So I don't think he's coming out the block slow at all.
What's next topic, Bergs?
Next topic should be
Braddo.
Braddo. That's it. Braddo sent us through another video this week. I'm not entirely sure what he's breaking it down. We don't really watch it until you guys do, so we're all in this together. So let's see what Brad's got in store for us this week.
Yep.
Wasn't on.
Evening, super coaches. G'day, Jazzy, Con, and Bergs. Hope everyone saw a few green arrows as usual. I'm sure there was a few really good big scores out there and lots of well scoring players last week. So if you had your team positioned nicely, I'm sure that a lot of people saw some good results out there to all our super coaches listening tonight. Just having a look over Teamless Tuesday news and having a look at some of the possible standouts from last week that could be a jump on for this week. You know, and there was a few that certainly caught my eye. And the first one we'll jump straight in and have a look at because we've got a bit to sort of consider for this week. Especially given the fact that you really should be making at least one or if not two buys this week to get yourself ready for round 17. You should have a few players getting ready to move on, although with the Bulldogs excelling last week, it means that players like Carraz and Max King have a shitload more cash to make, so it makes it very hard to move them along. But there are some Manly, Canberra players and Rooster players that you certainly should be considering moving along in your team right about now. And we'll discuss just a couple of options stats-wise that have stood out for us. So the first one to have a look at here is Joe Offengawi. Now, he's not really a downgrade option because he's 588K, so he is pretty expensive. However, with a BE of only, he's got a BE of 67, so it's up there. But the thing that's really got me interested in him is the last 5 weeks, these are his scores, 94, 40, but that 40, he had a head assessment and didn't come back onto the field, and that was only in about the 30-minute mark. 88, 55, 83. So even with that 40 in his score, he's got a rolling average of 72 over the last 5 weeks. That's pretty damn impressive. If he's getting just underneath 80 every single week, he's averaging 65 minutes as well. So that means PPM-wise, he's doing about 1.2 every single week, even higher at other times, 1.3 there for a couple of weeks. That's a very, very enticing proposition to look at, and one that sort of slipped underneath my radar a bit. A couple of weeks ago, I would have loved to have actually spotted him. And I knew he was going okay, but I didn't know he was going that good. So in a difficult position, if you've got a TPJ or somebody you might want to be moving along, it'd be an easy flick just to go straight to Big Joe Offengawi. All right. So our next one to look at, bear with me. The next one to look at will be a Jordan Rickey. Now, Jordan Rickey here. Sorry about that, guys. He's interesting. I wish I jumped on him a couple of weeks ago. He was a lot cheaper. He's 474K now. He's got a five-week average of 54. But there is going to be extra minutes and extra time at the Broncos with their injury toll increasing. He is starting on an edge and has been starting on an edge for the last few weeks. So, yeah, he's certainly one to consider. But the reason we mention him is because we'll have a look at this fella now. Now, Luke Garner, at right about the same price, he's 480 rather than Ricky's 474. But Luke Garner has a BE of 50. So if you're going to buy him, this week's a week to jump on. A couple of weeks ago probably would have been an even better time to jump on. But with 50, he's priced at that really optimum sort of a price. The big thing that's enticing for him is his center second rower dual position. He plays 80 minutes every single week for the last 5 weeks and has a five-week average of 65. So compare that to Ricky, who's also... we talked about a minute ago and nicely priced. Luke Garner, he's the gun. He's the one to that could really give you a solid result in the center area. For example, if you got a Bo Fermor, it's basically a straight swap nearly from Fermor to Luke Garner. Plus, you're swapping a dual position to another dual position, which would be very nice indeed and pretty damn handy. Okay, so that's really the three I wanted to look at. Offengawi, as I said, he's a points per minute beast at the moment. And Luke Garner, I think, is going to give you really some solid sort of figures in that centre area if you want. If you want, after a cheap option in the 5-8 position, Farmanu Brown, he's also been selected again this week, about to play his third match. He's averaging 50 at the moment. But he is playing for the Tigers, and he's only available at 5-8 position. However, if you've got somebody like a Sam Walker and you've got an Ezra Mann as well, you could easily play Mann and downgrade Walker to Farmanu, bank the cash and get yourself ready for Pappenhausen. There's a few other centre prospects out there too that you could probably do that to going forward. Really, that's about it, folks. Good luck with all your trades this week. I think I'll be doing the Luke Garner one. It's either that or Katie Walker. I haven't decided yet which one. Might be both this week, I think. It's certainly time for a Katie Walker. He's nearly priced just perfectly for a get-in. And I can't see him getting selected at Origin time, not unless there's an absolute catastrophe somewhere. Seve at the Storm is the other one. He's got a minus 35 break even. However, the Storm does worry me. I just don't know what they're going to do with Pappenhausen. So just about everybody I can see is jumping. I mean, Anderson, I think, is one of the most popular trade-ins this week. I probably urge people not to trade in Anderson at this time. It's really, you've got another week to look at him. And I'd prefer to wait to see if he's going to play 17. If he's not going to play 17, there's not much point at the moment, not unless you're trading him in to get enough as well, which in that point, you don't give a shit about the cash he's going to make, so you probably shouldn't trade him in. Seve probably makes a lot more sense, although he's a little bit more expensive, and he is going to make upwards of, you know, certainly over the next couple of weeks, he'll make $100,000, and I think that his game looks, with a 58 average at the moment, his game looks a lot more conducive to Supercoach scoring. Anderson, as I said, I'll be jumping on round 17 if he's named and there's a spot there available to him. But there's a few coming back for the Storm yet, including one Pappenhausen, which means Meany's got to go somewhere, which you would think that means a wing spot's up for grabs. I know Coates is out, but Meany is not going to miss out. They're not going to miss him. So have a look at those. Offengawi, Garner, Brown, and maybe a Seve. Good luck, Super Coaches. I hope everyone has a great week and sees those lovely green arrows as usual. All right, till next week, guys. See you later.
To and Coates. Well, Coates had that news that he's definitely got 8 weeks, so so I can see where some of them trades went, and I can also see where some didn't go. So it's obviously used by the Jewels. Now, just quickly, I want to go back. That's the end of the Supercoach, unless we got some stuff over there. Oh, you wanted to touch back on Christopher Maxfield's question earlier. No, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Paul Burkhardt. Go, Louis.
Yep, Paul Burkhardt. If I can do it, would you trade May and Tuilagi to Graham Pappenhausen?
I mean, I like Graham and Pappenhausen.
I would because May won't be playing 17 anyway. He's done a job for you, May. Like, don't get me wrong, he's easily probably a season-long keeper if you don't want to use the trade. But I can see if you're getting Pappenhausen, he's the man. Like, Pappenhausen to the fullback to get. So, yeah, I'd be leaning that way. But Campbell Graham's no dud, so they're good trades.
Yeah, I like it personally too. I do.
What else did we have there from anyone?
Nah, that's about it. So what do you want to talk about, Berks?
Origin. Just Origin. It was a good game. Like, don't get me wrong, we were way off the pace. I felt New South Wales was way off the pace. But Queensland had a good game, and I just want to talk about some of their blokes who stood out to me. And Reuben Cotter, I hadn't really seen much of Reuben Cotter till this year, and fuck me, what a weapon. And that's going into Supercoach too. Like, coming out of Origin, these blokes are only going to get better. Like, you were seeing Carrigan come out of Origin camp and back up for the Broncos just and smash it. And I liked what I seen from Queensland. New South Wales, I don't feel they have to make mass changes, but I feel Angus Crichton was massive leave out. I know Maddo's good with his hands and shit, but he did nothing. He offered nothing. I know you've got to give him a go, but Angus Crichton for me, he's got to make his way back in the side. And if Payne Huss is gone, I think Gerbo's a shoe-in for his spot. For me, that is anyway. So what about you? Did you enjoy the game, firstly?
Yeah, I thought it was a really good game.
Wanker.
No, result doesn't matter. It was a good game either way. Queensland. Queenslanders, I guess. I think you still just don't get it.
Fuck off.
Don't give us that cliched garbage, Con.
Well, don't know what else. You just went in there and played club football. You tried to play Panthers football against Queensland.
Yeah. It was shit.
And once we shut down Nath, yous were done.
Which I said that.
Cookie wasn't doing anything out of there because we were dominating your forwards in the ruck as well. And, yeah, you just didn't turn up to play Origin football. And you got what you deserved.
I'll be honest, man. It was what we talked about on the Tuesday last week before the Origin. That he had no help with the kicking, man. Every time they knew it was going to Nath. And by the end of the game, he'd just run it on the fourth and get tackled. And leave it up to someone else to do some work, you know. And that's one area I think Freddie's really got to try to improve. Even move Jack Whiten in, do some kicks or something. He just needs a bit of help. Whereas
Burton six.
Burton three.
Don't like it.
Not at six.
Why not? Takes that pressure off Nate with his big fucking left boot. Big can run, take on the line, good defensively. Got skills.
And it's played with Nath before.
Yeah,
but you know what's Origin, mate? And from watching New South Wales and sometimes Queensland too, like from watching Origin football most of my life now, the halves struggle. Like when you first come into the game goes so fast, they get lost in the game. Like,
but you know what, Con? It's a big ask. Like in a couple of years. I don't know if that's going to happen this series, but especially as Burton grows into his game. You're right. He's massive body, good hands, good game manager, massive, massive boot. Yeah, that would look really juicy.
He's not. I think he's the ideal 14.
Yeah.
He can play anywhere except for front row. So he covers every single position pretty much.
Well, he's a big kid. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll...
Just for his kicking game, take the pressure off Nath, mainly.
Yeah, I'll see the merit in it. But that's
unless Jerome's going to step up and... Kick the ball at least a few times.
30% of the game. Well, even Cookie, like, maybe just do some drills and just, not maybe kick for touch, but just kick it downfield. Like there's a few times where he could have easily popped out, ran a couple of metres and kicked it, but he hasn't got the skill.
He does do that for South. He's kicked a few 40-20s in his career, Cookie. It's not like he doesn't have it in his game.
It's just there. Yeah, that was what I felt we lacked.
Do you change him for Appy?
Nah. I probably wouldn't even change Luai. I just find some people that can kick the ball to help Naif out. Like
trail straight in?
Yeah, trail straight in.
I think if Trell reckons he's right to go, then yeah, put him in. I'm curious to see what he could do.
You know what he's going to do.
Telstra, you know what? He's fucking... He's an Origin player, mate. Like, as much as...
Like, that's it. I think he'd rise to the occasion and he'd get right into it.
It'll come down to fitness for Trell.
Well, he's good enough. He could have made a difference in game one if he played.
Oh, easily. Easily. He does his own work, Trell.
Given the intense rehab he's done, because I'm pretty sure that's what a lot of this rehab that he did over there. He might have had some surgery, but it's a hell of a lot of rehab. I'm not concerned about his fitness, man. I've seen pictures of him. I don't think I've ever seen him fitter.
But for me, he probably doesn't, unless Jack Whiten can play right centre, he probably doesn't get his left centre back. I'd probably leave Jack Whiten on the left, because Jack has done well there, done well. He probably was our player of the match there.
He was your best, I think.
Yeah, like, easily. Yeah. And that come from left centre. So for me, if Trell can't play right centre, I'm not sure.
I'm sure he'll be right.
I'm sure Jackie would be right too. But yeah, for me, I wouldn't gut my squad though. If Payne Haas is getting double needles, I'll probably bring Jake Trbojevic in. We'll not let anyone down. Jake does his own shit.
No Frizz.
I love Frizzell. He should never have got.
Clem doesn't
get
a look in for the Haas jersey because he's a sook. Clem.
He's been saying, who takes that front row spot? Jero?
Clem's honestly on form. If Freddie was serious and picking on form, then Clemmer would have to get a mention because he's just fucking gone next level, offloads, and he didn't have that in his game when he played Origin, mate, last time.
Well, you could even just start the two Parramatta players and have a Gus or something coming off playing as a middleman.
I'd still much rather Gerbo. For me, Gerbo's a big body. He never misses, bro. And he does a similar job to his AEO with the linkage. So if Zayo did seem to go down again, Jakey could easily just link in, do his bit if he had to, you know? I just like Jake. I felt he was a bit hard done by not getting a spot, and I felt Angus Crichton was a bit hard done by not getting a spot.
Fair enough.
That's for me. So that's all the Origin. Go the Blues. We'll get back, hopefully, in game two.
I hope so.
I do, too. I love a decider. It's a DOS decider in Queensland. It's nothing better than winning that. Get out there, get a trophy to dead fucking silence. Yeah, guys, you're standing at fuck yous, man. There's like six guys down there having a fucking great time on the boosters. They're getting bashed.
Yeah, I was about to say, trying to figure out how they're getting out of Suncool.
Next TikTok, some of them do bashed in Caxton. But yeah, like, and then I just want to have a quick touch on the Dogs game. Like, oh, Dogs this, Dogs that. Parra just didn't turn up for me. I want to see heaps more out of the Dogs before I start going, Dogs are going to do this. But good game from the Dogs. They showed they don't want to move to Perth anyway.
What do you think of Avarillo at fullback in that switch? Because for me, that looked good. He was on the ball a lot. He was behind the line. He showed up when he needed to. Got through a couple of times. He had a decent little game.
Well, if he learns his trade, he can, you know what, it's... You can play anywhere if you apply yourself. Cooper Cronk, I think, was probably the key for that, because Cooper Cronk was never getting... He was a hooker, wasn't he? He was never getting a hooker spot over Cameron Smith.
Made debut at center, I think.
Yeah, and he... Supposedly, now I don't know how true this is, because I've never read any Cooper Cronk fucking bios or anything, but supposedly he just went and sat and watched fucking hours and hours and hours of videos and just learn off dudes and... By the end, bro, he was quite possibly one of the best organising halfbacks I've seen.
The best.
You know, and that was a dude who wasn't intentionally out there to be a halfback, but he went out and decided, well, fuck it, I can't get Cameron Smith's job, but I can sure as fuck go out and be one of the best at this, you know, and that was just an application of him going and do that. So if young Avarillo can do that, sure, mate.
We've seen it with Munster come through his fullback. Hughes, fullback.
Like there's
sometimes
so
you have to adapt if you want to.
Well, there's others. Ruben Cotter's a hooker. He come through great as a hooker, I think.
Yeah.
There's others, mate. There's plenty.
Oh, there's heaps, absolutely.
Plenty out there. And
I'm just saying, looking at the Bulldog spine, Marshall King's been having a decent season. He's off to the Dolphins next year. You get Marnie in there instead. you know, Adokar out on the wing. You've got Birdo, big left boot. It's dangerous. Added something different to the Dogs.
Oh, look, he kicks 70 on the fly.
You got a good young little spine there.
Look, and we have, and it'll come down. It's still going to come down to all of them staying on the park because we've got no depth. Like depth, nowhere to be seen. Like Flanagan was, you know what? Our problem was Flanagan's been sitting in reserve grade. Baz didn't like him. Baz hated him or something. Baz wasn't a fan, so he sat down there, probably not getting much run with the main squad. Pans out, he probably should have been there all pre-season. You know, they should have invested the time in the bloke. They brought him over to do a job. And to his credit, he's done a pretty good job since coming back from reserve grade this time around. And if they would have picked and stuck with him, and I think him and Burton would be doing much better.
I mean, look, they're building something, so you can only hope for the future there. They've made their mistakes, but, I mean, they are looking good together at the moment. That's what I was thinking. Like, they've got a good little halves combination going there. So
yeah, look, we're heading in the right direction. We've had a win. it's a matter of getting a couple now. Like, it's a matter of not getting the wooden spoon. Like, if you really want to show some progress as a club, then last year we got a wooden spoon. This year, even to come 15th is a massive effort.
Yeah, anything's better than the spoon.
I think we convincingly got the spoon last year. Like, it was, there was no one even close. So, and this year we're sort of a battle for the spoon, so that's good.
So Parra didn't turn up?
Nah, for me, look, they've just rolled up thinking training session. And that was their fault. Like, they've rocked up thinking we'll put 50 on them without trying, and whoops. The Dogs turned up and they had a game. They had a game plan and stuck to it and worked. So it was good for us as a club. Really enjoyed the win. I enjoyed watching it. Reg got his... He sort of doesn't get to see many of them, but he got a win. So, yeah. But that's about it.
All right. That's about it for the show.
Unless we've got anything up there. We got anything up there?
That's about it.
Cool. Peace out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.